Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show. Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, we tried to record an episode. We're like, hey, we want to do a Super Bowl episode, but we don't want it to come out after the Super Bowl like our normal Monday episode would. So we jumped on Saturday night. Well, guess what? Kevin is out in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. Tried to get through the first 5 minutes of the podcast where he's got background sound and all that. Drake and I tried to save it. All right? We tried. Have a day. Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, to another episode of the podcast. It's number 86. And tonight, I want to start it off with a little bit of gratitude. Just been feeling really grateful for what this podcast is, man, because we've been talking to each other and a lot of our friends now that some of the guys are done with football in the NFL and, you know, things are coming to a little bit of a winding down process. And man, we've got our friends kind of lining up and texting us all the time about coming on the podcast. And I just think that's an awesome thing because really what it is, it's an opportunity for us to take a moment out of our lives to sit down and talk to each other and have a great conversation and for you guys, the fans, to enjoy. And man, it's so awesome that we get to do this and been feeling extra grateful for it lately. So I wanted to take a moment to just thank you guys, both Kevin and Tyler, and then the fans as well, just for this opportunity to sit down and shoot the shit, man. We've got a really cool episode coming up. Hawkeye Wrestling is kings, and I think that's probably where we're going to start off.
For sure is. Drake's in his bag. He's in his feelings tonight. He's in that. He must have been listening to some Drake today. Drake on the Drake. If you hear background music or some scratchiness, Kevin's on his phone. He is currently on the way back from St. Louis. Is that correct, Kev?
What's up? Yeah, I'm coming back from St. Louis.
Okay. All right. And there you go. We are one day, about 24 hours away or out. 24 hours since the Iowa wrestling meet versus Penn State. We're going to get our live. We had Drake live at the CFB playoff game. We had Kevin Ward live at the Iowa wrestling meet. Kevin, what was it like inside Carver Hawkeye Arena last night?
in one word, lit.
Madness.
Bonkers.
I mean, that's got to be – it's got to be the best Carver's ever been.
It definitely is in my experience. You know, I think the only time that I can think of back to is, you know, my official visit when we were we ended up beating Penn State. That was back in 2013 in Carver Hawkeye Arena. But, man, the place was just absolutely off the hooks. You know, we had a bunch of great matches, a few that didn't go our way, but it was a high-energy meet from start to finish, and, you know, the Hawks came away with the dub, man. It's a great team. I'm such a huge wrestling fan now. It's crazy how much, like, I didn't even know what wrestling was when I showed up to Iowa. But now
this is what we get. Kevin, you're gonna cut in and out, so just do your best. What was the feeling like when DeSanto match came around? And
so hold on, just for a second, my mom just texted me, what's the spread on the Super Bowl? Shout out, mom, love you, you're a degenerate just like me.
Wow, that's wild. What was the feeling in the air, because that place is like.
Spencer Mead tries to tech his guy in the first period. You know, he only texts him in the second period, so whatever, you know. Just a normal day for Spencer Mead. I saw a tweet. He's outscored almost like 100.
I don't know if we're getting any of this. No? Okay. Well, I'm going to go anyway because we got to fucking spit an episode out. I still haven't eaten my fucking ice cream today for the challenge I'm doing in February. So the idea moving forward is that the Hawks are going to win the national championship.
Right.
And that's just what it is.
Santo's knee is not actually going to be hurt. It's going to be sprained. It's going to be something that he can rehab and work through.
I don't know about that, but it doesn't matter. We beat the second ranked team in the country without him. Actually,
it helps. It helps for NCAA points.
Yeah, it does.
NCAA just works different, man.
What weight? Do you know at all what weight class Nelson Brands is?
No, I don't. He's a big guy. I think he's 189, 197.
Oh shit! I thought he was small. Like his.
Okay. No.
Because how cool would that be if he was like was just able to step in and wrestle in the one. Whatever weight class.
I don't really know much about the 133 except for DeSanto. I kind of thought DeSanto was the Iron Man just because, you know, the way he just comes out there, he's just kind of like the Nick Nate Diaz style.
Yeah. And
I love the way he goes out there and does his business. So it really did suck to see him get hurt, man. I'm just hoping the best for him.
Sucks big time, big time. But moving forward, You gotta go next man in, and that's just what it is. If they don't have him, they don't have him. Can't whine about it. The big thing is, and we talked about it on this on the episode when we brought on Alex Meyer a couple months ago, is this team has it. This team only loses one or two guys, brings back a stud lineup next year, for next season. So. Kevin just texted us his pick for the Super Bowl. So when we get to that talk in a second, we can go.
Good man.
And so that's what it is. Hawks are going to win the national championship this year, and then we're going to win the national championship next year. A lot of you have, or a few of you have asked for a wrestling episode where we bring somebody on. Don't know if that's going to happen because we have people lined up.
A lot of episodes, man. You guys aren't going to be disappointed. This is a special episode. Like, you guys are just getting one. You guys are going to wake up Sunday morning and bam, there's a pre-Super Bowl episode and a post Carver Madness episode because Chem Dog said so.
And a Kevin's fired episode because
he needs to be fired from this podcast.
How many times is he just not there?
He's a 50%er. He's a 50%er, which gets you in the Hall of Fame for baseball, gets you into the Hall of Fame for 3-point shooting.
And gets you kicked out the fucking door after your first week in Iowa football. So, right. I don't know. He's a young professional, he claims, but clearly his loyalty and his dedication to the podcast just doesn't reflect it. regardless, let's start off the Super Bowl pick with Kevin saying that I'm picking Ben Big Head Neiman and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Purple Gatorade for the prop bet. Hate the Gatorade choice.
I do too.
I like orange all day. Red. Orange all day on the Gatorade. Prop bets for the Super Bowl are elite. Okay, so Kevin sent us one today. It was George Kittle catches versus Ben Neiman and Anthony Hitchens tackles combined. And I don't know which one was it. It was just whoever had more, right?
It was.
Or was it a?
I think there was a line on, like, you know, they were giving George a half a catch, or they
right.
were giving yeah. one guy half. You know, I didn't exactly understand it, but I've been teetering back and forth on that one all day. He said he went with the tackles, but if
I like the tackles,
if
too.
Shanahan is smart, like we think he's smart, I think he wants to get George the ball in the Super Bowl, because when George gets the ball, good things happen. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's just like there have been games even when Kittle dominates, though, and it's only like four catches. You know, like his catches mean so much every time he touches the ball. But it just could be one of those games. The Super Bowl is such a – you know, they have 2 weeks to prepare. The Chiefs defense is going to have a plan for George. Obviously, this 49ers offense is not like – As good as the 49ers offense is, it's not the Chiefs offense. You don't have to spend special preparation time on every single guy on the offensive side of the ball for the 49ers like you do for the Chiefs. So I just
trying to understand their game plan.
Right. And I think that George is going to get a couple catches. I just don't know if the Chiefs and Andy Reid will let George dominate them and be the guy he's been all year. I hope they do, because
I've got George dominating,
because I personally want the 49ers to win. It's super tough because I don't have an NFL team. If I did at all, it'd be the Rams, and my allegiance to them. Hey guys. Yep. It's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Is 10% more than any other of the teams. It's just a team that I liked as a child, and I want to see Hawks do well. Well, at this point, one pair of Hawks wins a Super Bowl ring, and the other pair of Hawks has maybe one of the most crushing losses in their career.
And that's where I'm at with this whole Super Bowl. I am super fucking torn with this whole thing, because, like, I'm not super close with Hitch. Love him as a football player. Not close with him, man.
No.
I'm not sure if I walked up and shook his hand now, if Hitch would know who I was.
He'd have no clue who I was.
So, you know, it's one of those things where my loyalty is with Siege and George.
Right.
That doesn't mean I want Ben to lose a Super Bowl, dude.
Right. Like, so how, like,
I don't know. I don't, you know what I mean? Because I want Ben to – I wish fucking the Chiefs wouldn't have choked it away last year.
Right.
Because then Ben could have his ring, and I could tell him to stop being greedy and let other Hawks get their ring, and I would just be like, you know, bang, bang, Ben. But I can't do that because I don't want Ben to lose the Super Bowl, and I definitely don't want George and Siege to lose the Super Bowl.
I think that – I'm in the same boat. We're in the same boat. I want Ben Neiman to win a Super Bowl so bad. Yeah, right? Like, they're our kids, right?
Seriously.
I want Ben Neiman, big head Ben Neiman, to win a Super Bowl so bad. And then that'll be great because the Chiefs will finally be able to afford the helmet that they're giving Ben. But
then I also really want George to win the Super Bowl. So that post Super Bowl second contract extension is just somewhere on the moon.
Yeah. Here's what I told. We were driving back in the car from Nebraska because I just got back home from visiting some of my wife's family, and we kind of all gave our opinion who we wanted to win, who we thought we were going to win, or who we thought was going to win. I said, I think that if they played 100 times, I see it the Chiefs winning about 55 out of 100 times and the Niners winning about 45 out of 100 times. And so I think if I had to put – if you're like, dude, under your head, you have to put all of your – whatever you're worth, which is not a whole lot, down on the winner of this game, who do you got? I would say Chiefs. But I don't think it's that easy. I think it's literally a pick'em game. And I
want – mom wants the Niners with points, and my mom wants the Niners money line kind of.
Your mom is greedy. Your mom is – you're sending her down a bad path.
No, she called me, man.
She's great. I want the Niners to win because I think George's story – I'm a huge fan of stories. And I'm a huge fan of just things working out. And the way George's season has went and the way – I mean, we were talking about it in the car. Like I said, he is one of the top 10 – potentially top five most marketable athletes
on the planet,
faces of the game for sure in the United States right now. I mean, he's all over the place, he's
all over everywhere, dude.
And potentially the world. I mean, there's Ronaldo and there's a bunch of foreign athletes that obviously like no one, a lot of people from overseas don't know who George Kittle is, but in the United States sports world, George Kittle is a top five.
Yeah. And it pisses me the fuck off. Kind of. Because it's cool that he's got all this fame and notoriety, but these famous people and all these people got to stop blowing his phone up so that the guys who knew him before The Rock can get a fucking text back, dude.
Wow. Because
he'll only ever DM me back on Instagram because he actually sees those, and it's not with the 1,000 other messages buried on his inbox.
Yeah. So
I texted him the other day, and I said, hey, man. On Instagram, I was like, hey, man, tried to text you a couple days ago. Good luck. But I don't know, The Rock, you were hanging out with The Rock or something. So, yeah, good luck from the guy who knew you before The Rock did.
Yeah. I mean, fuck The Rock, man. God, George is so cool. Fuck. But, yeah, like, so I was on the internet. I'm trying to do my taxes the other day. Just like a normal person, and sidebar screen Google ad is an ad with George rocking some ugly ass glasses. And I put it on my story and I said, I can't even do my taxes and answer my emails without seeing George's ugly face on my computer screen. And he replied back to me and said like, ha 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 ha, can't get away from me. And I responded, they better cut you a fat check for that sponsorship. And all he responded was, oh, they did. Oh, they did. George, let me get a piece of that pie, man.
What would it feel like, man?
Oh, my God. George.
Nike, the billboard checks, man. He's on billboard.
Now,
you have to pay money to dudes to put their faces on billboards now.
Now, George, coming into the season, even with how well he did last season and in the sponsorships he got in the offseason, before this season, back circa September 2019, August 2019, TJ Hockenson and Noah Fant had made more money from the NFL than George Kittle had. Way more, probably. But after this season, George's contract still isn't shit. He's on that rookie contract. But he's probably made 10x what his contract has been worth in sponsorships and ad deals and appearances and all of that shit. That's how good George has had to start of his career. I mean, most catches as a tight end in 3 years out of anyone, out of all of the tight ends.
In the entire world.
In the entire world ever. So the story for George, back to what I was saying, the story is so goddamn perfect that he ends this season with a Super Bowl. The story of the 49ers, just the turnaround that they've had since George and CJ got there. And then on the CJ side, the saddest shit ever happens to him. All of Hawkeye Nation knows about it a month and a half or so ago. All the articles have been written. CJ said, it's obviously been the hardest month of CJ's life. There's nothing that makes up for what has happened, but a Super Bowl ring to kind of, cap this season off and this, the story would be insane. Ben, I'm sorry, but that big ass head is going to have to wait for a ring.
I think so, dude. It's bang, bang, Niner gang, isn't it?
Yeah. And
that's no disrespect to Ben, man.
And the Chiefs or are Hitch. So good, dude.
No
disrespect to Hitch. I actually listened to Hitch talk the other day. He was fun to listen to in an interview. He was talking about George. And I don't remember Hitch saying that many words ever at Iowa. And in one interview for like a minute and a half, he talked more about – he said more things about George and more words than I heard him hear in 5 months of him being there. Just an absolute monster at linebacker, born to play football. Hitchens is one of those guys who KF would talk about, Desmond King, Hitchens, a few other guys, that they were just the most naturally talented football guys, just a football guy, And – man, it's hard to pick against the Hawks. But like I said, I think the Chiefs win a very, very slight majority of the time if you play this game out 100 times. I want the Niners to win. Kev said the Chiefs win. I'm going to pick the Niners. I'll say 27-23, even though score predictions are stupid. But I'll give that score as kind of like, that kind of game. And I said it, orange Gatorade on the dump. So that's what I got.
Give me Niners. I'm taking the money line on the Niners. I don't care what the score is.
I just talked myself into the Niners by like,
I'm not even going to predict. Yeah. I'm not even going to predict the score. Don't care what the score is. I'm taking the Niners money line.
Yeah.
And it's bang, bang, Niner gang, red Gatorade on the dump. Probably over on the national anthem because
over.
Whoever is in the spotlight wants
Demi. Their
spotlight.
I think it's Demi Lovato.
She's definitely over.
And she's in an emotional state. She just had a comeback performance on the Grammys. She's super emotional.
No longer addicted to heroin?
Probably still addicted because that's what they do.
Can you ever really dump heroin?
Right. And so she's going over. I think the line was 156.
Oh, that's over by a mile.
Yeah.
I'll empty the account on the over on that.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're looking for prop bets, all the money, your mortgage, all of your retirement funds, your equity in anything that you have, your rental properties.
On Demi Lovato wanting more than a minute and 56 right. seconds in the spotlight.
She might go over 2 minutes, 56 seconds. She really might. There's a chance. That's all I got. Kevin fucked this whole thing up, right? I'm so pissed.
I really wish we would have had a better – like Iowa Wrestling deserved a better conversation.
Way better.
To be 1,000,000% honest, man, this podcast deserves a better third.
Spencer Lee, come on our podcast. Tom Brands, hit me up.
Yeah, man. Can we please get the Brands brothers together after they win the national title?
Oh,
can somebody set that up, man?
Yes.
Who of our listeners knows the Brands brothers really well, man? And who of our Iowa wrestling, former Iowa wrestling guys, anybody that listens to the
podcast? I bet Meyer could hook us up.
Hit us up, man, because we really want to have a conversation with the Brands and kind of pick their mind about what makes their athletes so great, man.
Because I just want to know
they do it over and over again. They're never going to give away their methods, but they can kind of give you a look into the mind of how they train these guys to be unbeatable.
I took Swahili with Corey Clark for 4 semesters. I could probably probably hit him up.
I was a big Corey Clark fan.
Corey Clark, we could have him on the podcast too. We just said it before the podcast. So many people to still have on. We've got people lined up, okay? Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning. Super Monday for brunch. The Washed Up Walk-Ons are having a fucking treat.
Treats. Treats are coming to the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. And hearts don't have stars. Hearts don't have stars.
You can't. You just.
That's it. That's all we got. I hope that you enjoyed this 20-some minutes after I cut the Kevin bullshit out of this. Again, sorry to Iowa Wrestling. You deserve better. Sorry to the fans who wanted to hear more about it. Blame Kevin at KWardy26 on Twitter. Blow his ass up. Everybody go send skull and crossbone emojis to Kevin. Because and also suggest new third hosts that someone could be here every time we actually podcast. So that's it from the walk-ons. Hope you guys like this short little extra ditty about Iowa Wrestling and the Super Bowl. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Drink lots of beer, eat lots of wings. As always, Hawks by a million.
And also, it's heart don't have stars, you delinquent.
What did I say?
Hearts. It ain't plural. Heart don't have stars.
Well, there you go. Bang, bang.
Niner gang.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.